Yeah, I did it myself one time. I think I put a Homer Simpson, you know, and then Springfield, you know, and kind of just put it in there mainly to, because, you know, the way that's supposed to work is the FDS-98 is supposed to create the public derivative of the FDS-98 that we share with all members. So the idea being, you know, I was mainly just wanted to test that once I click the update, you know, button, that Homer Simpson made it over to our normal roster, our public roster, and sure enough, Homer joined us on our group. So it's kind of silly, but yeah, you know, I don't know. That's what I do sometimes. But yeah, whatever you got to do to test it and go through the motions, by all means. That is actually going to be your document. So, you do whatever you want in there, and I might guide you towards like keeping, you know, not having multiple values in one cell type of thing, which you've done a pretty good job with that. Your latest one has level 2, level 1 in the same space as, like, you have it in 2 places, and I'm sure you'll clean that up eventually. But I would probably nudge you away from that if possible. But for the most part, just because when I want to pull someone's position, I don't want to see level 2, you know. So, but actually, you know, it'll probably be coming from the FDS-98 anyway. So you can kind of do whatever you want with that one. Gotta get it all together, see what it looks like. Gotta get the website up too.